This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So people are very interested as to what is in the Build Back Better plan. Whatever the framework is, it's still going to be changed in its final form. And even when it is in a final form, we won't know what the hell is in the bill because it's going to be thousands of pages and we can't understand it. I did read, I can't say I read it, but I attempted to read the Affordable Care Act, and nobody on this earth can say that they read the act because you have to allude to all these other documents that could be in the Library of Congress. So when they say this is subject to Title X, Article, whatever, if you don't have that article there, you didn't read it. So I found the ACA not even to be good toilet reading. It was ridiculous. But we are getting some bits and pieces of what is planned. But before we begin, just so you guys get a concept of trillion, I don't really have much of a concept of million, billion, trillion. You know, if somebody has $1 million, I'm like, wow, that's a lot. Then you hear that, you know, people like Bezos, they have billions of dollars net worth, and you're like, wow, that's billions. Okay, we're talking trillions. So when people hear trillions, they're thinking, okay, well, it's kind of like billions. It's not. I looked up this one little, measure of it. 1 million seconds is 12 days. That's a lot. 12 days. 1 million seconds. We might think, well, just seconds. So we'll be done with 1 million seconds by the time we, I don't know, finish watching Squid Game. No. 12 days. Squid Game has 9 episodes. 12 days is 1 million seconds. 1 billion seconds is 31 years. If I try to start counting now, there's a chance I might not live long enough, God forbid, until we finish hitting 1 billion seconds. What's 1 trillion seconds? 31,688 years. That's how much money we're talking about. And not just 1 trillion, 1.75 trillion. So that means that's about 50 plus thousand years if you try to start counting now each second as $1. That's just to put it into perspective. This is a lot of money. People are like, oh yeah, yay, Biden's spending trillions of dollars. Who, let's do it. He really cares about the country. This is, I think it's going to be extremely overwhelming. And as I've said before, I don't think there's a tax big enough that can cover this. So things have gotten pared down. They took out the paid family and medical leave, which I know has been pretty controversial, prescription drug pricing provisions, free community college, and vision and dental Medicaid coverage, which why isn't Medicare already covering hearing aids? And I mean, I don't understand why that isn't covered already. So what's in this? So for children, there is in the plan the free universal preschool for all 3- and 4-year-olds. This amounts to the biggest expansion of public education in 100 years, according to the White House. It is going to provide funding for 6 years. Now, you know, having had 2 weeks maternity leave with my first and then going back to work 3 days after my second, I am a fan of there being some sort of paid leave for people to be able to at least stop bleeding before they go back to work after having a baby. On the flip side, I do understand that also, child care is expensive. And that was probably the biggest challenge I had trying to go back to work and figure out, you know, who's going to help me with the kids. And childcare was expensive. So having preschool already included, I like that because also kids are learning. Kids can start learning how to read when they're three. Why aren't kids in school at 3 years old? I love the idea. So I love the idea of kids being in school earlier, as long as it's safe, of course. And there is going to be expandable, affordable child care, assuming they could hire people because they're, I mean, I'm hearing of child care is closing because there's not enough people that are hiring. They're going to permanently improve Medicaid coverage for home care services for seniors, people with disabilities. They're also going to enhance the child tax credit, including the American Rescue Plan, and provide more than 35 million households with $3,600 a year or $300 a month per child. Then they want to combat the climate crisis. So there's going to be $320 billion for clean energy tax credits, $105 billion to address extreme weather pollution in communities, and the creation of a civilian climate corp to conserve public lands and bolster community resilience. My guess is they're going to go after our farms. $20 billion to provide incentives for the government to purchase next generation technologies. Okay, so spending spree. Healthcare, what's going to happen with healthcare? They're going to lower premiums for 9 million Americans who buy insurance through the Affordable Care Act, i.e., what they're going to do is pay the insurance company more money so the patient pays less. Why are insurance companies charging $1,000 a month? So that's, I think, needs some reworking. They're going to close the Medicaid coverage gap, deliver health care coverage through Affordable Care Act, premium tax credits, and then expand Medicare coverage to include hearing. It's about time. By the way, that should have been done this whole time. Where was the Medicare money going if it wasn't already including that? And then they want to lower costs for middle class, $150 billion to expand access to affordable housing. They want to extend the expanded earned income tax credit. This, according to CNN, increase the maximum Pell Grant for students, expand free school meals to children. And then there's going to be a bunch of tax reforms. A 15% minimum tax on profits of corporations that report more than $1 billion, a 1% surcharge on corporate stock buybacks, a 15% country-by-country minimum tax on foreign profits, a surtax on multimillionaires and billionaires, 5% rates above income of $10 million, and additional 3% surtax on income over $25 million. Anybody earning $400,000 or less will not have their taxes raised, even though prices of stuff are going to go up. And they're going to hire more IRS agents. So our money's going to go to hire more IRS agents. All right, do you think that's a good purchase? That's $1.75 trillion. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. When the wall made me crash my car, I made me kill.
This report is brought to you by Cigna. Medicare's annual election period, or AEP, begins October 15th. It allows most people who qualify for Medicare to choose or change their plans. And for those age 65 and older who worry about exposure to COVID-19, there are ways to shop for the best plan without leaving their homes. Gary Culp is a Medicare Advantage expert and chief growth officer at Cigna.
Every fall, Medicare beneficiaries can shop for health benefits that fit their needs for the next year. This is the one time each year when most people who qualify for Medicare can choose or change their plans. They may be able to lower costs, expand their coverage, or both. As the global pandemic continues, it is critical to have comprehensive coverage to stay as healthy as possible all year. There are ways to shop during the annual election period, or AEP, without leaving home. Go online to Medicare.gov or call individual plans to learn more. Several types of coverage are available, so make sure to understand your options and ask plenty of questions.
For more information, visit Cigna.com/Medicare.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Daniel. There's Jason and Daniel, but Jason is here today and he's usually here. Sorry, I'm having a Biden moment. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials and is our producer. Big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. It is infectious and contagious. So, okay, Donald is asking, what is family paid leave? Okay, so family paid leave, that's not included in this framework. It's just going to keep coming back. Family paid leave is general, and it can encompass not only mom, but dad being off for maternal leave, mom, dad, parents. So family paid leave kind of gets rid of the maternal and paternal because we're, I guess, moving away from using mom, dad, and parents. is the terminology used. And I believe it also includes you taking time to be with children, and or if you're sick. I think paid family leave encompasses all of that, but is more specifically for parents who want to be home with their child. In other European countries, moms and dads could, I guess, take up to a year to be with their new child. I mean, as a parent, that would be fantastic. But I got to tell you, if I didn't work for a year, I wouldn't really want to come back to work, which is kind of what happened with the COVID pandemic. And I think that's one of the reasons why maybe the paid leave might have also not been as popular with Joe Manchin and some of the moderates versus the progressives, because having people off work that long and then not coming back is an issue. But, you know, there are many dads out there that need to support their mom with postpartum depression, other parents. We're not allowed to say mom and dad anymore. The non-birthing parent, I can't believe that's where we're at right now, but we call them the non-birthing parent. They might want to be home with the baby too. They're, you know, and so in terms of child care, there's been a lot of discussion that maybe that's the problem with America these days and crime. We're not supporting our children. We're not supporting the home. We have the baby and we go back to work in 3 days, like I did. And I brought the baby with me to work, and I'm close with my kids, but I feel like I could have done it better if I could have been with them. I really do. But I didn't. I didn't get to spend much of their childhood with them because I worked all the time. But that was my choice. I chose to be in medicine, and your patients come first. You want your family to come first. You want your own health to come first, but it's your patients and your practice. And so I was there 7 days a week, 12-hour days, until I started my show, and then I limited some of my hours. And so family leave is something that is going to come back because socialist countries do it. So whatever the socialist countries do, people are going to, the progressives are going to ask that America does the same. So it will come back. As an employer, it does get to be a little tricky, because when you don't have that person that's trained in that position and that person's not there, you need to have a backup. And most employers are not in a position where they can hire two people for every one position as people leave. This is kind of what we're seeing now with COVID. Most people are very understaffed. And so as much as I would like parents to spend time with their kids and not have to fear going bankrupt, who's paying for this? Well, if the government is providing tax credits, that might help. But businesses need the cash on hand. Businesses need that government to pay that paycheck in 2 weeks. They can't wait for a tax credit. So it'll be interesting to see. But that right now, that's not included. Also, Free Community College got dropped as well. The Free Community College, and I have to say, if we had a choice of where to expand education, I really like the idea of expanding education to the 3- and 4-year-olds. I think 3- and 4-year-olds have such potential to learn. And rather than them sitting with a babysitter and watching, you know, videos or Netflix, these kids could be actually in school already learning. I think school starting at age 3 and 4 is going to be and I've been saying this for years, why can't kids be learning in preschool? And a lot of preschools do that. They go, we actually start teaching them their ABCs. We teach them languages. You know how many of us need to be bilingual? And if we don't, we could start learning another language. Now, I know some parents don't want their kids speaking a language that they don't understand, but there's a lot of things that kids can learn. And we wait till they turn 5, or their birthday has to be of a certain in a certain month. So some of them are 5 and a half before they even get to start school. So if I had to choose, the free community college, that just takes an associate's degree and dilutes it even more, because then everybody has an associate's degree, like everybody has a high school diploma. It won't buy you much. But I do think kids starting to learn on the whole, that could be absolutely fantastic. And it also allows parents to go to work if their kids are in preschool. It allows parents that, so I think that's fantastic. So this framework is, it's big crux is obviously the climate crisis. There's many people that think the climate crisis should have been addressed decades ago. There's others going, don't we have bigger problems right now? Like inflation, supply chain crisis, very poorly run elections. Not enough hospitals during COVID, not enough monoclonal antibodies, not enough treatments out there for people. But combating the climate crisis is going to get hundreds of billions of dollars. Now, what would I suggest for climate crisis? Well, I would like to see development of more recyclable goods, biodegradable, using solar energy. I would like to see things like that. Instead, it's, you know, tax credits, making a civilian climate corp. We're hiring more government. I think that money could be better spent planting more trees. Trees do take carbon dioxide out of the air. They do produce carbon dioxide, but trees can help clean the air. Why aren't we planting more trees? So the climate crisis, I get Biden wants to, you know, get a big win on this, and it will probably go through because a lot of us want to protect our globe. But when we talk about the money, where what $1 million is, what 1 million pennies are or seconds are versus 1 billion versus 1 trillion. And now this is 1.75 trillion. This is a lot of money. And healthcare, where is it going for healthcare? Is it going to build clinics, walk-in clinics, because the walk-in clinics are full? No. It's lowering premiums. It's giving more money to the insurance companies. How is that? Build some clinics with the 9 million, you know, build clinics. Close the Medicaid coverage gap and deliver health care coverage through Affordable Care Act premium tax credits. So they're tying it more to the Affordable Care Act so it sticks. Then you can't repeal and replace Obamacare. So they're just adding more to that. And then they're going to expand Medicare coverage to include hearing services. That should have been done from day one. The baby boomers were the largest generation. They were putting money into the Medicare system from day one. It should have included hearing this whole time. And it didn't, which is a big cluster and a half. So how are they going to pay for it? They're going to tax the rich. Okay. That's what everybody says. Rich are going to pay more. Corporations are going to pay more. Every time you tax a corporation, and they want to impose a 15% minimum tax of corporations, what does that corporation do? Every time, what do? They pass the cost on to the consumer. Inflation, if you thought it was bad now, it's going to be really bad. Yesterday, I tried to buy cat food. I tried to buy some things. They were double the price. We're not talking a 5% rate increase. A 100% rate increase. Everything is getting so gosh darn expensive. And these corporations are bracing for these taxes. Everybody's bracing for supply chain crises, needing to close down because there's not enough staff. So I understand people want to pay for climate change, but I don't think you or I want to pay. I don't want my food going up in price. I don't want my Apple phone to go up in price. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the Legal Helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Democrats are pretty much in total disarray.
Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy, as the Democratic infighting continues, the senator continues on Fox News.
President Biden is sort of like Kevin Bacon at the end of Animal House when people are stampeding him and he's saying, calm down, be calm, everything's under control.
Meanwhile, President Biden, after spending some time on Capitol Hill Thursday, says there is framework in place for a deal.
It's a framework that will create millions of jobs, grow the economy, invest in our nation and our people.
Biden outlining a revamped bill in a White House speech covering $1.7 trillion in spending. This has Bernie Sanders and other progressive Democrats say no to that current framework. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Protesters are speaking out against vaccine mandates in California. A small group of protesters showing up outside an In-N-Out Burger in San Ramon Wednesday night. Several of the burger chain's restaurants have been warned and fined by the county recently because they are refusing to enforce COVID vaccination rules.
These mandates and this pandemic and this vaccine, it's just become like a giant excuse for the government to control more people's lives and encroach on more people's liberties.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. One of the In-N-Out restaurants refused to verify customers' vaccination cards if they wanted to eat inside. There's an unexpected drop in pending home sales. The National Association of Realtors saying they fell 2.3% in September when compared to August. Higher mortgage rates may be to blame, and the association's chief economist says this may be the start of a cooling trend when it comes to home prices. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, metformin, these are medications that have been discussed and ridiculed and just vilified in the news and has gotten a lot of bad heat because they are medications that are not FDA-approved, CDC-sanctioned, NIH-sanctioned for the use of COVID, yet people have been using them. Anecdotally, people have been saying they've worked. When Trump tried to show some support of that, it basically killed that drug and caused governors across the United States to say, no, you can get in trouble if you prescribe it for COVID. Now, mind you, they were worried that there were side effects and people could get hurt, but it's branded these quote-unquote repurposed drugs and basically gave us all a warning that we should only use for COVID what they say. Meanwhile, people are ending up in the hospital. People are dying. And the average person who can Google is like, but I'm hearing about this. I'm hearing about this. My neighbor took this. My neighbor's alive. Why aren't we being offered that? Well, again, it's because everything's litigious. If the CDC says you could go ahead and take some ivermectin if you want and hydroxychloroquine and you die, then the family sues. So the government has to play it as safe as possible. The problem is while the government is playing it safe, people are dying. And you have researchers out there, and I read these studies, and they go, guys, ivermectin should be used. Ivermectin could have a huge role in COVID-19. Hydroxychloroquine could have a role. I don't know how Dennis Prager is doing. Dennis Prager had COVID. He's been taking hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. Not that he is going to be the poster child for these medications, but a lot of eyes are on that because he's 73 years old. Obviously not, you know, a young spring chicken. People want to know what they can do now until there is an FDA-approved medication that they can use for COVID-19. So in this race, and has been in this race, and nobody's covered it, is fluvoxamine. Now, I prescribed it very early on in my training under the brand name Luvox. Luvox is an SSRI, a selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor. And Luvox was an antidepressant. We would use it for antidepression, anti-anxiety medications, but Luvox would actually preserve somebody's sex drive. Whereas Prozac, Paxil, Zoloft might affect somebody's sex drive, Luvox, I remember years ago, seemed to kind of have that little bit of a preservation of it. But it wasn't as popular as then Paxil, Zoloft. And so I ended up, I don't think I've prescribed it since the 90s, but it's still out there. And boy, is it out there, as people have been studying it. There have been multiple studies looking at what happens if somebody takes fluvoxamine. And the latest study is taking 100 milligrams twice a day for 10 days, significantly lowered the risk of hospitalization and death. In fact, I think they had to stop the study because they didn't feel ethical giving somebody placebo when the fluvoxamine was working so well. Now, mind you, a lot of these studies have limitations. And so that's why, you know, the government is still slow to absorb it and take it on. But fluvoxamine is cheap. It's a medication that is very easily accessible. It's not going to make a drug company a lot of money. But why aren't there these medications being even considered when there's study after study? So, for example, this was in Lancet Global Health. Brazilian researchers found a 10-day treatment of fluvoxamine lowered the need for COVID hospitalization in high-risk outpatients. This is part of the Together trial. Together trial is looking at repurposed treatments. Repurposed means a drug that's used for something else, like ivermectin. Ivermectin is an antiparasite. And what if you repurpose it for a COVID-19 infection? That's what the Together trial is looking at, and the results can't come soon enough. And so as part of this, study authors looked at 741 patients on fluvoxamine versus 756 taking a dummy pill, placebo. This was between January 2020 and August 5th, 2021. And they found hospitalization rates to drop significantly. They said when the DSMC, the group, met on August 5th, it was recommended that the Together trial stop randomly assigning patients to the fluvoxamine group as the comparison had met the pre-specified superiority criterion for the primary endpoint. It's really hard to give somebody placebo when the other is working. Then last year at Washington University School of Medicine, they did a study finding fluvoxamine works. So why? Some of you are like, wait a second, how is an antidepressant fighting COVID? How is it an antiviral? It's not. These SSRIs are not antivirals. But what they noticed is a consequence of somebody being on this SSRI is it downregulates a receptor that is integral in the cytokine storm. That cytokine storm is what's killing people. Remember I told you, you know, early on in this where, you know, especially men that were getting such a big reactive immune process that was consuming their lungs? We later learned that was cytokine storm early in 2020. And if they found that fluvoxamine is preventing the actual receptor, is the sigma 1 receptor. And if it could prevent cytokine storm, because that's what we care about. True, COVID can damage organs. But these blood clots people get is the immune system, the inflammatory system. The cytokine storm is the inflammatory system. If we want to keep people out of the hospital, one, vaccines help because they help produce immunity. But we could prevent, hopefully, the immune system from gooping up the lungs and the alveoli and preventing breathing. Because many times, by the time they need ventilation, they don't make it. In another study, they said knockout and knockdown of the sigma 1 receptor caused robust reductions in SARS-CoV-2 replication. So they also think that that has an effect on the virus replicating. That indicates that the sigma 1 receptor is a key therapeutic target for SARS-CoV-2 replication. In the study published in the European Archives of Psychiatry Clinical Neuroscience, they said, interestingly, a recent clinical trial demonstrated that treatment with the antidepressant fluvoxamine has a high affinity at that sigma 1 receptor, could prevent clinical deterioration in adult outpatients infected with SARS-CoV-2. So they then discuss the role of sigma 1 receptor and its role not only in the cytokine storm, but in SARS-CoV-2 replication. So then, in essence, it could be also considered an antiviral. So I don't know what we need to do to start embracing some of these other options without fear of somebody getting sued or the government getting in trouble or somebody Trumpizing the medications. Because sadly, hydroxychloroquine might have a role. Ivermectin might. In fact, doctors are saying there is a role. Fluvoxamine, multiple studies saying there is a role. And how do they get government to listen? Now, Merck's molnupiravir might be the very first drug we could use. Seems exciting. I think it's like a 10-day course. Take it similarly to Tamiflu, or you would take it as we do with Tamiflu, where we take the medication early on. But it's expensive. They upped the price. I mean, $17 was their cost. They're going to charge $400. $400 to $700 to the government, we're being told. And if we have medications out there, what, can we do some studies to see how molnupiravir compares to fluvoxamine? So when people go and try to take these medications, they're not whack jobs, like the media likes to say. They are people reading these studies and not seeing the government act on them and, you know, allow at least a consideration of their role. 1-877-DOC-BELLY, don't go away.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702 562-8800 and drive safe.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Dr. Dolly, you show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of you have children. You have nieces, nephews, maybe grandkids, and they all talk about TikTok. I'm not on TikTok. I haven't done it yet. Everybody says, Dr. Dolly, you need to be on it. That's the, you know, the most common platform. But wasn't that the one that Trump banned because China had access to our data, or I don't know. I mean, at this point, I think China has access to all of our data anyway. But maybe I'm lazy, but I just haven't started my TikTok platform yet. And I apologize, all right? But interestingly, TikTok has been discussed in medical studies. And they believe that TikTok may actually be causing rising cases of ticks. No joke. Doctors at Vanderbilt University have seen an uptick in a neurological disorder that young girls that they think is fueled by social media, specifically the most popular one, TikTok. Monroe Correll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt did a press release. And they said they typically see a case of functional tics every few months. But according to Dr. Heather Riordan, Associate Professor of Child Neurology, now this has jumped to a few new cases every week. So tics are these involuntary movements or vocalizations. They can be isolated, or you could see them in disorders such as Tourette's. Clinicians believe that maybe it's the stress induced by social media sites could be triggering these to occur. So according to the press release, Dr. David Isaac is an assistant professor of neurology in the Department of Movement Disorders at Vanderbilt University and said medical literature on the topic is growing with studies relating to tics and the social media site TikTok, even though it's spelled differently. TikTok is T-I-K, TikTok, not T-I-C. They say this phenomenon of functional tics is currently widespread in the U.S. and Europe and possibly globally. They say we are seeing a large number of such cases here at Vanderbilt, though how much sites like TikTok specifically are contributing is somewhat ambiguous. Now, this isn't the first time it's been brought up. In a study in July, Olvera et al. Noted that tics could be incited by TikTok. They discussed they're different from the ones identified in Tourette's, but they're tics nonetheless. Their authors state TikTok tics are distinct from what is typically seen in patients with Tourette syndrome, although share many characteristics with functional tics. We believe this to be an example of mass sociogenic illness, which involves behaviors, emotions, or conditions spreading spontaneously through a group. A modern clinician needs to remain abreast of social media sources, as knowledge of media content is essential in managing patients in the current environment. And so some studies have found that some of the more popular videos will be hashtag tics Tourette's. People will watch them because these are people that might have tics Tourette's. And then it may incite people to have a tic of their own. This is a very weird phenomenon. And interestingly, I spoke to you guys about this. Where when I would have a patient that would have an eye twitch, I would come home later that day and my eye would start twitching. And I'm like, you've got to be flipping kidding me. Or if I had a patient talk about a migraine, I would then later that day get a migraine. Now, you know how difficult it is to be a family doctor and try to go through one day without somebody having a migraine? Or somebody having something neurological go on. But we do have this mimicry that we do. Me, I am, oh my gosh, I cannot control my accents. If I'm around somebody from Texas or from Georgia or Alabama or Kentucky or Israel, I'll take on that accent. I don't mean to. I'm not trying to make fun of them. I'm not, and it's something I sometimes can't control. But I'll have a patient go, yeah, doctor, man, I've been dealing with this. I got the piles. I don't know what I should do about the piles. I go, girl, I got you. I understand. I got piles, too. And I'm like, why am I talking like that? I pick up the accent. I don't mean to. It looks, luckily the patients are kind of pretty cool. I'm sorry, I pick up the accent. And it could just be because I have part Cleveland, part Southwest America, United States, part Israel. I don't know, but I just pick it up. And I'm very comfortable with accents. I might not do the accent correctly. Oh, and the British. Well, bloody hell. I don't want to do it now, but when I'm around Brits, well, I'll pick it up as well. And so this mimicry happens. And it's something that a lot of us can't always control. It doesn't mean necessarily I have a tic, but it means that we see something, it may sink into our brain a certain way, and then we will display it, we'll propagate it. So when somebody has an eye twitch, and I see the eye twitch, I get one. And so, you know, I just got to massage the muscle out. I make sure I lower any caffeine that day, maybe use some warm compresses, and I can make it go away. And I'm like, are you kidding me? And it's only when I see somebody else have one. So Dr. Riordan from Vanderbilt says if a child is experiencing unusual movements, seek the advice of your pediatrician. They recommend abstaining from TikTok videos featuring tics and Tourette syndrome because viewing could exacerbate the condition. They also want to consider counseling for the child to learn additional skills for coping with stress. So a large number of teenagers are coming on with abrupt onset severe tics. Now, Tourette syndrome is a multifaceted syndrome, and it has been stereotyped as somebody just cussing. Right, I forget. Was it the Gigolo movie? Gosh, the one with Rob Schneider. I don't know, where Amy Poehler would just start cussing, and you know she had because she had Tourette's. So the only place he could take her on a date was a baseball game. So then would she just, you know, and these tics are things that are actually are a lot more common. You might notice that you. You throat clear more often than you should. You might notice that you'll just say something out loud. There's very common tics, or your arm might just make a movement. Or you might wink or blink or grimace. Doesn't necessarily mean you had a full-blown Tourette syndrome, but having a functional tic or some sort of a tic, these are things that might also signify other sorts of neurological issues. But I can tell you right now, mimicry happens, and any sort of stress or any sort of seeing something can induce somebody else to having it. And sometimes once you develop it, you can't make it go away. It takes a long time. It might take therapy. It might take even medications. So one thing that I've noticed that happens with TikTok is the videos are pretty quick, and you have these abrupt abrupt movements. Like there was a TikTok video my son showed me where a guy starts squeezing on his nose, and then the next scene is a whole bunch of grated cheese. Okay, so disgusting. But it was like within a millisecond, and it almost makes you jump because these TikTok videos are designed a lot of times to be fast moving and funny, because the funnier the next scene, the sooner the next scene, the more funny they are. And so people can speed up how they edit these, and that might also be inducing some of this behavior. So we'll see. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.